Incomplete disclosures. All my journalist friends tell me, after the lead, it's the ending that matters. Such is the quality of primacy, recency. Hopefully, along the way, you journey. That suits me fine. I hate walking tracks that take you back where you started. Car park, trig point. My mother recounts the two pregnancies before me, her postnatal depression, how sad it was to be alone here, no one to talk to, not like back home. For the first time, I forgive her endlessly embroidered pain. My husband, he prefers I call him that, is bad at talking and sometimes feeling. At night, I whisper to his sleeping back about how much I love him, how sorry I am. Everything is private, yet we declaim the body and its elaborate ways, relying on the medical permission and good manners to decide when is the right time to let people know. There is no right time. Everything can go wrong at any time. Everything can go right. Perfunctory phrases are best. We are having a baby. We are not having a baby. We are moving along, grateful for the things we have and grieving for the things we don't. The Rubicon is only, they say, a shallow river, not hard to cross when you come to it.